I've always wondered which movies have the highest body counts. Like, which movie has the most people killed?
Right.
In one movie. Let's bring Joe Myers, movie guy, on. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Let's start with five, and then we'll count down to number one.
Cool.
Well, Jez, you sent me down a really crazy rabbit hole this time. There are so many.
You always start by saying
there
that.
Are so many. There are so many conflicting accounts on the internet of high body counts. I mean, it's all over the place. And but, I mean, I did learn a lot. Like, for instance, I learned that Hannibal Lecter killed 98 people. I had no idea.
In that movie?
No, I guess in his whole career as a serial killer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, then you have the split between horror films and regular films. And then, of course, there are the end-of-the-world movies, you know, or meteor hits the world movies.
Right. Yeah, like that kind of ends the tally.
You know, where tens of millions have died. You know, there was one of those Avengers movies where they destroy almost all of New York City. So a couple million people probably died. So it's something open for debate. Let me just put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I didn't even think of those disaster movies.
Yeah. Let me just say horror movie with the most.
Just wipe out an entire city. Yeah. Like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of the movie serial killers, one site said that Michael Myers became number one with the recent Halloween movies and went up to 160. But then I found another site that said Pinhead in Hellraiser 3 kills 246 people in that one movie alone. So that's more than Michael Myers. So, you know, what can you say?
204. How many minutes is the movie? That's like one a minute.
Right.
It's one instance.
There must have been
he targets
scene.
A nightclub.
He must have.
Oh.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. But in terms of regular movies, one of the highest that I found, which is kind of ironic, was the 2006 movie 300 about the Spartans. In that movie, 600 people died.
Whoa.
But the movie's 300. They doubled it?
They each killed two, I guess.
Right,
huh?
Yeah. It was Buddy Day.
Bring That's a
buddy
great day. Movie, by the way. Yeah. Wasn't that based on a real
story? I like that movie. I haven't seen that.
I think so.
Yeah, it's based on the real history of Sparta.
Sparta!
You know, Spartans.
Sparta!
But I should watch that again. I haven't seen that since it came out. I like that movie.
Yeah, can you imagine being those guys?
Yeah, like, 150.
Small group of people.
Right. 300 took on, you know.
An army.
Yeah.
And here's another weird figure. The Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, and who sat and counted this? 468 people died in that movie. I mean, who sat down and caught that?
I have, are they people? Because they're like all kinds of weird classes of people. Like, there's elves, there's orcs. Does that count?
It takes three elves to make one person, one real person.
Maybe say ending lives. Just ending lives, yeah.
You got me. But, yeah, so it's hard to come up with a definitive thing. Like, for instance, they said in Titanic, 307 people died. I guess maybe is that the real figure from the actual catastrophe?
It has to
be. I think it's more than that with Titanic.
1,500 people.
Yeah.
1,500 people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, why do they, you know, I mean, these numbers are crazy. You know, according to one horror site, the movie Slither from 2000.
No, but what they're saying is they must have showed 300 people die on Titanic.
I guess.
Right.
I guess.
Or at least they talk about it on screen, because you can't show all of them all the time, I imagine.
We got a bunch of floating when they're in the...
There was Propeller Guy. He was my favorite death
Bing.
In the movie.
Yep, they call him Bing.
Bing. He buys a ticket to the unsinkable ship.
Right.
It starts to sink. And he doesn't just drown in like a room. He falls off the back of the boat, and he just doesn't just fall off the back and go into the water. He has to hit the propeller.
Yep, you hear ding or bing.
Yep. Yeah, you hear the dong, bing. And then he flips that.
Yeah. It was quite spectacular. Yeah,
it's really
like, you know, we got the head of
judges,
the only
judges
scorecards. St. Peter, get it with 10.5.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I'm not going to lie.
Joe Myers is on. We're talking about movies with the highest body counts. Yeah, there's no real gruesome death in Titanic. You know,
well, that one guy, the steam thing, the pipe came down on him. That was
the stack.
Oh, yeah,
the stack came down.
That was
nasty.
That was pretty nasty.
That was pretty
but
nasty.
It wasn't blood and guts. You just know it's
Smush
horrific.
City. Wasn't that Fabrizio? It's a statue, but he's a little small. That guy. I think it was Fabrizio got mushed by the stack.
Huh?
Yeah. The little tiny
guy. They wanted a PG-13.
Squashed him like
you
a.
You know, they didn't want
our
rating.
Yeah.
Right. Oh no! He comes and takes the baby. You know.
And Jack was the last one.
Yeah. He turned blue on her.
Or was it the woman? The old lady jumped off. Rose.
No, she didn't jump off. She threw the
diamond in.
And then she died in her sleep, yeah.
Oh,
she went back. She got
all right, well, that's another death, though.
She got rid of the diamond, and then they showed her crusty feet walking back to the freaking thing there. And
I thought they showed her feet on the rail, like clamping it like an eagle.
It's way too long. like a chicken foot looked better.
Yeah, like they showed her feet too much.
Right, then she like laid down, and then she was back in the Titanic again, and Jack's waiting for her. They're all clapping. Everybody's alive. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought, why would you throw that diamond off? You know how many people that can feed? And...
Right.
That was crazy. And she also didn't let Jack get on that floating door. He could have fit on that with her.
Yeah, she's very selfish. They already proved that they both could have been on the door.
Yeah.
Yep. Selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Selfish. Yeah, that was not right.
Yep. I bet you it was raining. He won't unlock the car door either.
Joe Myers is on. We're talking about movies with the highest body count.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We got a call from Dave who said that the term that we should be looking for is on-screen slayings.
Oh.
If you look up the OSS count, that should give you a more specific answer.
People have it. This is OSS. There's a code for this.
I'm more curious as to why he's looking. is this a goal to beat?
Have you looked that up, Phil?
I can't find the count. I just typed it in to see what would happen. But let's see. Rankings, I guess? Let's try rankings.
There's an amazing amount of online stuff about this.
This martial arts, like, Chinese movie.
Yeah.
That my dad watched. He brought me, my dad brought me to movies I shouldn't have been to.
Return of the Fist.
It was like, wow.
Right.
So many friggin' deaths. There was one scene where the guy had a baby carriage. And it had a Gatling gun built into it.
Oh, wow.
So, like, he's walking down the street, and you think he has a...
Oh, I remember that.
That was his baby.
He thought he had a baby carriage or whatever, right. And he just, like, killed a bunch of people.
Wow.
Yes. Yep.
That's going to be hard to push that thing,
And
though.
Then he killed this guy who was the fastest gun ever.
Oh.
By getting a kid to act like he was drowning, because he knew that was the only way to get this guy to take his gun belt off.
Yeah.
And the guy took the gun belt off, and as soon as he took the gun belt off...
Wow.
Boom.
That's dirty pool.
It's dirty, but that was the only way you could kill him because he was so fast, no one could ever beat him.
Right. Wow.
But in that, at the end, there's this, this battle. There was no CGI then. This is like a movie from the 70s.
Yeah.
And it was just a zillion people in the field just like cutting each other up.
Wow.
Like, that's a high body count, that movie. I wish I knew the name of it.
Like the Kung Fu fighting film there, chop men up or chop men down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what it's based on.
How we got from you?
How'd you make out, Phil?
So there's a list that was posted about 4 or 5 days ago. I think it seems like Joe maybe saw this because it has the movie Slither. He mentioned over 100 kills, I guess, in that one. I don't remember many.
I don't remember that either. Yeah.
But they mentioned two of the Purge movies. Both have over 130.
Yes.
Dawn of the Dead, the one from 2004, has over 140.
Yep.
And then number one is a movie I've never heard called Brightburn, fairly recent from 2019.
I've had Rugburn.
Yeah, I saw that on a couple of lists. I didn't know that film either.
Huh.
Wow.
Scarface has to be up there, right? Like, the whole ending was just Colombians being wasted.
Yes.
At the end?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think when you're comparing it to like a movie with hundreds.
But I mean, dude, there were guys on a staircase. He's just firing away. And he's they're just going down.
Yeah, I love that fountain just turned red with blood from his blood.
When he landed.
Yeah.
Right. I still thought, guy. Yes. One guy. Boom.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much for coming on. Some good movies to watch. Yeah. I watched
a couple of your
recommended Halloween movies over the weekend as well.
Have some Tylenol.
Really good watching.
Oh, cool. Great.
Now a major motion picture is Joe's podcast. And if you love movies, you will love this. It's on Spotify. Thank you, Joe.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.